Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Vehicle crashes into Donkey Creek, ruled as a possible drunk driving accident. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette police officers were called to West 4J Road on Monday night to a report of a woman passed out in a vehicle. At around 11:20 p.m., they located the vehicle and found several people, including a 20-year-old woman, a 19-year-old woman, and others. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, an investigation found the 20-year-old woman had been driving a vehicle near College Park Circle with the 19-year-old woman when an accident occurred. Officers went to the scene of the accident and found a vehicle belonging to the 20-year-old woman crashed into Donkey Creek. Inside the vehicle, officers found the woman's phone and the 19-year-old's purse, along with an open container of alcohol. The 20-year-old woman was transported to the ER by EMS to be evaluated. Upon completion of her evaluation, she was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol and cited for minor in possession of alcohol. The 19-year-old was also ticketed for minor in possession. Damages to the vehicle are estimated to be more than $1,000, and Wasson said an investigation into the incident is ongoing. BLM issues stage one fire restrictions in various counties, including Weston County. Due to dry conditions and high fire danger, stage one fire restrictions began this week on public lands administered by the Bureau of Land Management in Goshen, Platte, and Weston counties, according to the press release from BLM. Under a partial closure, the following acts are prohibited: building, maintaining, attending, or using a fire or campfire, except within agency-provided fire grates at developed recreation sites or within fully enclosed stoves with a quarter-inch spark arrestor type screen or fully enclosed grills or in stoves using pressurized liquid or gas. Smoking, except in enclosed vehicles or building, a developed recreation site, or while stopped in an area at least 3 feet in diameter that is barren or cleared of all flammable materials. Operating a chainsaw without USDA or SAE approved spark arrestor properly installed and working, a chemical fire extinguisher of not less than 8 ounces capacity by weight, and one round point shovel with an overall length of at least 36 inches. Using a welder, either arc or gas, or operating a torch with open flame, except in cleared areas of at least 10 feet in diameter with a chemical pressurized fire extinguisher of not less than 8 ounces capacity. These fire restrictions are in addition to the year-round wildfire prevention restrictions on the BLM-administered public lands in Wyoming. Violation of this fire prevention order is punishable by a fine of not more than $100,000 or imprisonment of not more than 12 months or both. Restitution for total suppression and damage costs incurred will be borne by the violator. For more information on BLM fire restrictions or conditions, contact your local BLM office. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.